We are entering a new phase of this COVID-19 pandemic, and while we're watching a number of restrictions being officially relaxed yesterday and unofficially being embraced over the weekend with a lot of folks going mask-free and capacities increasing, that doesn't mean that our vigilance over following the expansion of the variants is going to be dropped, that in any way we're going to be dropping our guard. And that includes the folks that are watching over the incidences of the virus by using our infrastructure. And who better to speak about that than Candace Miller, the Macomb County Public Works Commissioner. Good morning, Candace Miller, and I trust that the scattered power outages are not affecting the services in Macomb County, at least insofar as the morning has gone.
No, we're doing our thing here, but we sure had some activity during the night, huh?
Yeah, you got an early wake-up call too, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, we have been, as you mentioned in the intro there, we're one of the things that we've been trying to do at the Public Works is, you know, how can we be helpful during this pandemic? We were like everybody, you know, a year or so ago, just looking at this thinking, geez, is there any way that our department could help? So what we did, Guy, is we started actually testing. We developed some protocols with some companies that we could test in our sanitary sewers for COVID. And it's really been an interesting exercise, I guess. We've sort of focused in on Clinton Township as we said it was our pilot program because it's actually the largest township in the state and the most diverse. And so it's really been an excellent cross-section. And we've been doing it for the past year, watching the lulls and the spikes and all these things, and then we report the results to the Macomb County Health Department.
So how micro can you go on this here? I mean, can you spot it based on, you know, within townships, and how narrow can you go in identifying where the new variants are, for instance?
Well, yeah, we've gotten pretty specific. I mean, you couldn't do it by household, but you could certainly do it by a neighborhood or, a specific area. Like, let's say we said, 15 in Garfield or something like that, or something like that. We could be quite specific. So we can do that because what we've done here with our testing protocols is we're going into seven different manholes, so what we call sewage districts, sewage areas, and we test. We've been testing twice a week, and then we run the results. We get the results back in anywhere from 24 to 48 hours. But it's interesting because one of the things I've found is just listening to our guys when they report this is we have consistently always showed like 5 to 10 times higher amounts of COVID than what was actually being reported by the health department, which,
right.
I'm not a doc, but I guess it indicates the asymptomatic folks and what have you. But when you look at, for instance, just going through March and what a huge spike everybody had at that time, particularly Southeast Michigan. But we reported 2 weeks ago the test that came back the end of the first week of June, I think, actually were below any amount of a trace of COVID that we could detect for the very first time since we've been doing this,
wow.
Which is remarkable. So then we had just a very slight uptick last week. But, I mean, overall, incredibly excellent news, I think. So we're glad to report that.
It's outstanding news, especially. And I have heard these surveys before, Candace, where they have said that they think that the prevalence, the naturally occurring prevalence of the virus that is asymptomatic could be 10 times higher than reported cases, which means our level of natural immunity is much, much higher, perhaps, than has been reported. And that means that you have a higher level of immunity in the community than maybe the official numbers would suggest, too. As you look at the Delta variant, do you have the ability to test for that now as well? And what are you doing with that information? How will you be relaying that to your health department?
Well, we're right on the right at the beginning of this testing for the variant. So that's one of the things we've wanted to do. Obviously, the health department and the hospitals, et cetera, have wanted this information. As I say, it's always interesting because we actually see this stuff about a week to 10 days before it would present through testing. And so we're sort of a precursor. So they've asked us to see if we could test for these variants. So the guys have been busy working at that. And yes, the answer is our testing protocols have actually evolved now to allow for us to test for the variants. So we're going to be giving all that information to the health department. They're our customer, and of course, they'll share it with the hospitals or whatever the health department does with it. We're just in the sewer business over here, but we're trying to help a bit if we can, and, you know,
sure.
More information is better. So it's been a very interesting program. The state has actually approached us and given us a grant to continue to do some of this testing in some other areas in Macomb County, at least through September. We'll see. Hopefully this thing will be gone by then, but because we really have been sort of on the leading edge in the state of doing this. So it's information that everybody sort of wanted to track. They can really see the hospitals, the correction centers, all of these kinds of things, the jail, county jail. We'd be able to really track this thing a little bit better. And hopefully that kind of information is helpful for them.
Well, and who knew that our sewers would be maybe the most effective early warning system, too, and the most effective system in kind of counterbalancing, you know, giving us a bigger picture about what the naturally occurring immunity may be out there. I know anytime I see a big gully washer like the one we had last night, forgive me, but I think of you, Candace, because I know that combined sewer overflows were always a problem in Harrison Township and elsewhere. And when we saw these kinds of big rain events, how did we weather last night's event in terms of those instances?
Well, unfortunately, we have to discharge, not only us, but other, Oakland County discharges combined sewer overflow. Is probably five times as much as us, and Wayne County sort of off the charts there. But if you want to know the truth, that's almost why I ran for this job, to really focus on what we can do to reduce the amount of combined sewer overflows that we discharge into Lake St. Clair. They're treated. You know, we meet the state permit. The state gives us the permit. Unfortunately, a year ago, we had a great plan to reduce our CSOs, combined sewer overflows, as we call them, by about in the 70 percentile, and the state denied our permit. The Whitmer administration denied our permit to do so. And so we're back to the drawing board here, coming up with another plan. But that's an unfortunate thing, and I think about that on days like this when we're treating and discharging.
I know that Republicans and Democrats in Washington are at loggerheads over this infrastructure bill, and mainly over how to pay for it and the scope of it, and also perhaps narrowing the definition of infrastructure to the more classic definition that you and I think of. But, I mean, for you, is that an essential thing for them to get done at this point so that we can address some of these longstanding issues with some transformational money?
You know, when I was in the Congress, Guy, for many years, I was the only Michigan member on the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. So I have a huge interest, obviously, in my current role as well, in infrastructure, whether it's roads and bridges, underground infrastructure, you know, even our ability to for the Internet and broadband and all of these things. I consider all of that infrastructure, and it's critical because, quite frankly, the economics throughout our history has always followed the transportation grid. So we have to maintain what we have. However, I have to say I pause when I see what's going on in Washington. Their interpretation of what is actually infrastructure is now just about anything under the sun, which is unfortunate, I think. But if they can focus on what really is infrastructure, I think that's an important, a very important thing for that city to come together on, and hopefully they will in a bipartisan way. I know everybody always says this. I get sick of hearing it, but it really is true. I mean, you know, if you're a pothole or if you're a combined sewer overflow, you don't really know if you're a Republican or a Democrat. You just know that, you know, we have to fix the thing somehow here. But so I hope that they can come together. It does look to me, if you want to be a little bit political, that the Senate has now got their the Senate parliamentarian tell them they can do one more reconciliation, which means that they don't have to have the 60-vote threshold in the Senate. So I sort of think the Democrats are going to pass their own transportation bill. So I see that coming, but we'll see how that all goes.
A $6 trillion injection into the economy, but also perhaps leading to more inflation. I couldn't let you go, Candace. I know you've said multiple times that you're not interested in running for governor as a Republican, but in spite of that, it appears the Democrats aren't taking you at your word and are digging into your finances and your emails. How frustrating is that?
I've just had this huge FOIA request from the governor. I really don't know why she wants to engage with me politically. I don't know if she's trying to drag me into this race, but okay, that's her call, okay? She wants not only me, I think it's interesting, in addition to everything she wants to know about me, she wants to all the emails between Mark Hackle and myself. I mean, we've been, both of us are a bit mystified by that. Again, as I say, I've been sort of trying to work very busily in a bipartisan way on water quality issues. And hopefully she would, you know, I think she would be better to spend her time on trying to help with that, or at least not to stop us.
Candace Miller, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Campaign Oppo, can't get away from it. Take care. When